Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest, November 30th. By the grace of God, I am what I am. His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:10. The way we continually talk about our own inability is an insult to the Creator. The deploring of our own incompetence is a slander against God for having overlooked us. Get into the habit of examining in the sight of God the things that sound humble before men, and you will be amazed at how staggeringly impertinent they are. Oh, I shouldn't like to say I am sanctified. I'm not a saint. Say that before God, and it means, no, Lord, it is impossible for you to save and sanctify me. There are chances I have not had, so many imperfections in my brain and body. No, Lord, it is impossible. That may sound wonderfully humble before men, but before God it is an attitude of defiance. Again, the things that sound humble before God may sound the opposite before men. To say, thank God, I know I am saved and sanctified, is in the sight of God the acme of humility. It means you have so completely abandoned yourself to God that you know He is true. Never bother your head as to whether what you say sounds humble before men or not, but always be humble before God, and let Him be all in all. There is only one relationship that matters, and that is your personal relationship to a personal Redeemer and Lord. Let everything else go, but maintain it at all costs, and God will fulfill His purpose through your life. One individual life may be of priceless value to God's purposes, and yours may be that life. That's the end of Oswald's text. Oswald is clear here about the fact that false humility is not humility at all. False humility is offensive to God, and false humility is the essence of not having humility at all. It's important that we simply let our yes be yes and our no be no, as according to Scripture. If, on the other hand, you say that you are saved and sanctified boldly and make no false humility claims, and yet you know that your heart is not really humble before God, that is equally offensive to God. What God wants is those who worship Him in spirit and in truth, and that truth involves the truth about who I am and the pride or the humility that I actually possess. Humble yourselves before God and then state clearly what He has done for you and what He is doing through you.